Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masachet Nidah, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud. About to take a look at the rest of Mishnah Dalet in this, the second parak of Nidah. Beit Shammai Amrin Tzicha Shnei Idim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. The Mishnah is addressing a case where a couple is involved in Tashmish more than one time during the night. And so Beit Shammai says she needs those two Idim for each one. Separate two for each one. O Tashmish Tohorner or... And the literal read of the Mishnah would be that to have biyah with light on in the room. It's enough for her to have two idim all night and continue to reuse them. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Even though they said that having biyah with light on is inappropriate or degrading, nonetheless, Beit Shammai gave that option of having biyah lo haner. We'll see what that means a little later on. Good. Tanya. Now we have a little background. Beit Shammai says, the divrechem, you say that she can use the same one over and over. Maybe she'll do a bidika after the first biyah. There'll be dam there. She won't see it. And then the second time, there'll be shichvat zera there. She'll use the same aid, and the shichvat zera will cover the dam. So which is a euphemism for the dam. So perhaps, even if you have separate edim for each biyah, that the shichvat zera will cover up the dam. If you use it several times, it's more likely to get wiped out. That's why you have to have separate ones. Tanya, Rabbi Shua said to his students, you should really follow Beit Shammai. Rabbi, come my rachta alenu. You're really making things tough for us. I'm going to make things tough for you in this world, and you'll have a good long life in that world. Herachta really means like you're making it longer for us, like more work. Okay, that's Rabbi Shua. That's the bright thought. I'm Rabbi Zera. Midivrei kulam nomad, kulam meaning Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Shua. Baal nefesh lo yivol v'yishneh. It's inappropriate, really. A good person should not have multiple biyot in one night. Rav amar bo'el v'shoneh. Rav said it's totally fine. Kitanya hiya l'taharot. This whole Mishnah and the whole issue of shnei idim for each tashmish or l'aner is only if she is involved in taharot, but not for biyot itself. Tanya yach, Rav amar bo'el v'taharot, aval l'ba'ala muteret. Rav Brighton says the same thing. This entire piece is only shinicha b'chezkat tahara. This goes back to what we saw earlier. If the assumption is that she was tahara, and that's how he left her, nicha b'chezkat tmeya l'olam yichezkatash tomar lo tahara'ani. But we assume her to continue to be tmeya if she was originally tmeya when he left, until she says she has become tahara. Kamar b'yavam rechia b'ashi amar rav. But kam b'eid v'avad. Let's say she used an eid, and she lost the eid in the middle of the night. She dropped and can't find it. Aswala shemei shachitiv dog. She cannot be until she does another b'dika. Malkev Ravila. So Ravila challenges. Ilu ita, if she had checked and not lost it, milo mishamsha, she could still be a v'alfa gavdu yad, even though she couldn't look at it till morning. Hashanami tashami, so the same thing here. So Amar Bei Rabba, zu mochicha kayam, zu en mochicha kayam. In that case, the aid exists, and therefore its existence is enough, even though you can't look at it. But this one, the aid is lost, you have to have it, so they're not the same, and therefore you have to have another bidika. Amar Yochanan, asur l'adam shishamesh bitato bayom. And this can leads us to the whole issue of having biyah by candlelight. Yochanan says you're not allowed to have biyah during the day. Mikra, what's the pasuk shenemar at the very, very beginning of Iyov? Iyov curses the day he was born and says, Yov ad yom ivalet bo valayla amar horagaver. The day that I was conceived and the night that announced, sorry, the day that I was born and the night that I was conceived should be destroyed. I mean, I wish I was never born, basically. So the idea is, Laila nitana herayon, v'yom nitana herayon. Day is for birthing, but night is for conception. Rish Lakish Amar Meachi, he said the same thing, different pasuk, which is, Bozed Rachav Yamut in Mishlei. He who degrades his ways, and Derech, as we see in several places in Mishlei, is an allusion to Biyah, would die. Rish Lakish, I quote Rabbi Yochanan my Darsh. So what does Rish Lakish, how does he interpret the pasuk in Iyov? By the Chadarish Rabbi Chanim Bapab, Rish Chanim Bapab, I had a drasha, which is, Oto Malach Munal Arayon Laila Shmo. There's a malach who's in charge of conception, and that malach's name is Laila. So Laila Amar Horagaver, the night that announced a man is born, a man is conceived. What does this malach do? He takes the drop and holds it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to be with this person? Gibor Chalash, strong or weak. Chamot Tipesh, wise or foolish. Ashir or ani, wealthy or poor. Parenthetically, Ilu Rasha Tzadik lo kamar. It doesn't say whether he's going to be Rasha Tzadik because that's in man's hands to be a Tzadik. Etc. That what is it that God asks of you? You at Shemayim. That's up to you. Okay. So Reish Lakish has this other drasha on the pasuk in Iyov, and therefore needs the pasuk in Mishlei to identify a source for the prohibition of having biyah during the day. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Imke nichtov kra gever hora." He said, if that were the case, it shouldn't be v'layla amar hora gaver, but rather gever hora. A man is conceived. My hora gaver, what does that mean? It's unclear what the Rabbi Yochanan is saying, because of the order of the pasuk, we can get both things out of it, or that he rejects the drasha about the malach, but either way, he sticks to his guns. Rabbi Yochanan, I caught a Reish Lakish Medarash, so a little ping pong. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Bozed Rachav Yamut? So he quotes the famous book of Yehoshua ben Sira, which was a favorite of the Chachamim and was probably the most likely candidate for inclusion in Tanakh that did not get included. It's part of the Apocrypha. There are three things that I hate and four that I'm not so crazy about, following the model of Mishlei. Sar hanirgal, or hanirgan, or hanirgaz v'veit hamishtaot. It means like an important person who either hangs out a lot in a bar, or who is, who gets really angry in the bar, whatever it is, somebody who's drinking in a place with like a public place like that where it's inappropriate for him. V'hamoshiv shevet b'moi karet, somebody who puts his house on the top of the hill, so gaiva. V'alchez b'amam v'shtin mayim, somebody who holds his member while he urinates, we saw that at the beginning of Masechet. V'anchas levet chavero pitom, or somebody walks into another fellow's house without warning. Rabbi Yochanan filu v'etor, Rabbi Yochanan, and then adds to that, even in your own house. So Rishon Yochai, parroting this, says there's four things that God doesn't like, and I'm not so crazy about them either. So he picks it the other way. He says coming into your own house without announcing that you're coming, that you knock, or some way let people know you're coming in, and certainly somebody else's house. Which we already saw. Somebody who urinates in front of his own bed. Somebody has bia in front of other creatures. Alright, parenthetically, before we go further, just to note that what Rabbi Yochanan interpreted about Bozed Rachav Yamut is an understanding not about the issue of Meshamesh B'Tato B'Yom, but about these other things that Ben Sira explicated about the ways in which a person behaves below his station inappropriately. Back to Rosh Hashanah, what is that? Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel, sounds like any creatures. You cannot be in the same room with rats or anything. Amar Shinana, look. He's a reviewer's nickname that Shmuel had for him, Sharpie. No, Ella could go into Beit Ploni. What it's referring to is that particular household. They would have been in front of their slaves and their maidservants. These people were obviously Jewish, and they had some sort of self-serving explanation for this behavior. The famous drasha with Avraham says to the servants, on the way up to the Akedah, you stay here with the donkey, and the im is read as am, the nation is like a donkey. So these non-Jewish servants are like donkeys, and therefore cannot be in front of them. Of course, totally wrong. Rambar Avuna, Mekarkesh Zagi Dechilta. So Rambar Avuna had a thing, he would have a bell above his bed, and he would ring it when he was being interrupted. That's why people would know not to come in. Abaya Bali didvi, but none of that, nonetheless, Abaya used to shoo away the flies. Rabba Bali Pruchi, he would shoo away the gnats. In other words, they really felt as an extra supererogatory behavior not to have any living thing around with having beer. Rav Shimon Yochai, Chamisha Dvarim Hein Shal Sel, Tam Nitchayiv Benafsho, V'tam Over Rosho. So Rav Shimon Yochai is part of this series of enumerated things that are bad. Says there's five things that if you do them, you're taking your own life into your hands. That's one thing, which is garlic, onions, or eggs that are peeled. We'll have to see what that means. If you dilute wine and you leave it that way overnight before drinking it, there's not my megulin. If you sleep out in a cemetery, or you cut your nails and throw them out in the street, or if you let blood and then have bia. Let's see what this is about. Even though you take these peeled garlic and onions, etc., and put them into a basket, the idea is ruach ra shu'alein. So this seems to mean that you peel them and they'll let them sit overnight, and there's some sort of mystical ruach ra'a, however we understand that, that affects them. But that's only if you didn't leave roots or some part of the peel. But if you did, then it's okay. Okay, the second one is Tertemashkim and Mizugin Shavale on Alayla. Only if they stayed in metalware. So this kind of natrona, which is kind of klicheris with them, some metal in it, is like metal for this. The third thing is sleeping in a cemetery. He's trying to generate some ruach tumah, maybe for necromancy or something, and zimli in the mesakdin light. Sometimes he can get endangered by the spirits there. Because a pregnant woman would walk over the fingernails, and their belief was that, that as a result she would miscarry. And so therefore it's really not Dumbo show, it's that he's going to cause other people to suffer. That's only if you cut them with a tool. That's only if he does his fingers and his toes at the same time, meaning at the same cutting. And that's also if he doesn't cut anything afterwards. So we can see this is all what we call folk religion. But we reject and say, in any case, it's not good. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Gimot Vayim Nemru B'Tzipornayim. There's three things they say about Tzipornayim. We have the Simon Cotton. Sorfan Chassid. If somebody burns his fingernails, that's a Chassid, because making sure nobody should be hurt by it. Kovran Tzadik. Somebody who buries it, it's a Tzadik, because he wants to make sure nobody gets hurt. Zorkan Rashad. Throws out the Rishut Rabim. He's a terrible person. Okay, Makiz Dam Meshamesh Pitato, that was the fifth thing. Come on, Makiz Dam Meshamesh Pitato, if he has bia right after Hakazat Dam, Harabanim Vitkin, he'll have like weak children, like anemic children. If they both, he and his wife, have bloodletting and then have bia, Banim Balei Ratan, then they'll really be suffering with this terrible sort of cranial damage, etc. Rav Loman Ella de la Taimidi, that's only if he didn't taste anything after the bloodletting, or Taimidi let him up. If he had something to eat, then it's okay. Okay, back to our original topic of Mishamesh Pitato Bayom. So we had Reb Yochanan saying it's Asur from the Pasuk in Iyov, Reb Shlokesh from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Reb Chitza says, no, Mishamesh Pitato Bayom, Shereyamar, and he has a Pasuk in Vayikra, Ve'avta Ve'acha Kamocha. How does that become the Isur? My Mashma, Rabbaye, Shema Yereba Davar Megunevi Tidganelav. He has Bia with his wife during the day, and he'll see her, maybe he'll see something that's unappealing, that she wouldn't see at night, and therefore he won't like her. So Ve'avta Ve'acha Kamocha. Ravuna Yisrael Kedoshim and Mishamishim Yitzayim Bayom. So Ravuna says, Am Yisrael, they're Kedoshim, they don't do that during the day. Am Ravim, Hayab, Bayit, Afel, Mutar, but if it's a darkened house, it's Mutar. But Tavan Chacham, Afil, Bichsuto, Mishamesh. Tavan Chacham can cover up with the, like the bedclothes or the covers and make it dark in there and have Bia. Tnan. Now, all of this comes because of our Mishnah. That Beit Shammai said, O Tishamesh, Lor Aner, so have Bia, Lor Aner, and that's your Bedika. So how could you do that? And because that's light daytime. So Emativ Dok Lor Aner. So really what the Mishnah means is what I said a few minutes ago at the beginning of the podcast, that I'll explain what that means, is it doesn't mean that be a Lor Aner, but rather to do Bedika Lor Aner. Does that work? Toshma Bisham, Ramasham Shit Lor Aner, there's Mugunah. But remember, in the opening bright of this sugya, we said even though they said having Bialo Lor Aner is not good, Beit Shammai still said to do it. Sounds like Beit Shammai is really advising having Bialo Lor Aner. So fix it, and the Brayta says, even though they said that doing Bedika Lor Aner is Megunah, nonetheless, Beit Shammai said to do it, etc. And that makes it a little bit easier, what Beit Shammai said. Toshma, v'shal Beit Munbaz ha-melech ha-yu osin gimel dvarim u'mazkirin otan l'shevach. Here's a very strange statement. In the house of Munbaz, Munbaz was a king towards the end of Bayit Sheni period, and he was a righteous king. In his household, they did three things, and we mention them in a positive way. That we praise them. What's the first one? Shem Shem Mishnah Totem Bayom. They'd have beer during the day. Let's see what that's about. Kimitotem and Mila Bahava. They would use some soft cotton for Bedika. Rogim Tumah B'Tahara B'Shlagim, and they would practice the rules of Tumah B'Tahara even with snow. We'll see how that works. Let's say Tani Miyam Misham Shemim Toten Bayom, but the first thing it says is they would have beer during the day. So Eya Bodkim Toten Bayom, it means that they would do Bedika during the day. What's the Shevach there? Chavis Tabra must be Dizakon Misham Shemim Askiyon Tal Shevach. How could you praise them for that? The answer is you could. Inachinami the Agav Deika Onashena Meganya Ba'ape, because at night the guy's very tired. And still he feels like he has to satisfy his wife, so therefore he becomes unhappy with her. This way it's during the day, and he's happy about it. Give me to ten mila parhava. What's that? Masala the shmuel, the mashmuel, in but kinta mita ela bepakulin. You have to use soft, like cotton or soft wool. But semer nakivarach, right? So it supports that idea of the munbaz's practice. Rav Hainu the Chiyavai Hatam. So Rav says, when I was younger and I was in Eretz Yisrael, on Friday they would announce, "Man boy pakulin in the nama, who wants some cotton for their bread?" The bread being a euphemism for relations. For they don't make amrian, and I didn't understand what they meant. Now I understand. So Rav says that worn out flax clothes are good for bedika. The Talmud of Menashe said you're not allowed to use red or black, it should be obvious why, v'lob fichtan or flax, v'kulam v'tzemarach v'naki, but the soft wool, that's what you should use. So lokash habakitna habamani likitna. Flax itself you shouldn't use, but garments of flax you could use. V'aitem habamani likitna, or both statements are about garments, habachati habashachki, new ones are inflexible, they're not good, worn ones are good. The last thing it said about Beit Munbaz was Noagim Tumah V'Tahara B'Shlagin. They would practice the rules of Tumah V'Tahara even with snow. So let's see. We have a Mishnah. Shelag Eino Lo Ochav Lo Mashka. Snow is neither food nor drink. But V'Chishev Alav L'Achila, if you intended to eat it, Eino Matam Mitumat Ochlin. It doesn't matter. It's not food. There's no Tumat Ochlin. La Mashka, if you had intent as a drink, so Matam Mitumat Mashkin, then it does have Tumat Mashkin. If a little bit of the snowball became tameh, the rest isn't tameh, it's granular. But if a little bit became tahor, the whole thing is tahor. So we have an internal contradiction. You just got through telling me that if a little bit became tameh, the rest isn't tameh. And then you said, but if a little bit became tahor, the whole thing is tahor. So obviously the whole thing became tameh. How'd that happen? So how about going to your tanur that you took the snowball and you passed it over the airspace of a tanur that was tameh? So you know klei cheres afilu mleam chardal malei chardal, that the Torah says that the airspace of a klei cheres is tameh if it's tameh, even if the whole thing's filled, it still has a din of avir, and therefore you could have a snowball where the whole thing becomes tamei, and yet it's mitaher when you're mitaher only a little bit of it. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Mishnah Hay in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.